Ghislaine Maxwell has been convicted of helping the late financier Jeffrey Epstein traffic and sexually abuse girls. Yesterday, a federal jury in New York found Maxwell guilty on 5 of 6 counts. Maxwell has long denied the charges, and her family says they plan to appeal. Let's welcome back Barry Levine. He's an investigative reporter and the author of The Spider, Inside the Criminal Web of Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell. Barry, thank you again for joining us.
Thank you, Scott.
Okay, there were a lot of factors in this trial. Was there one key moment, you think, that played a big role in the jury reaching its verdict?
Well, I think one of the four women that the prosecution put forward, Carolyn, who talked about the numerous massages that she gave to Jeffrey Epstein beginning when she was 14 years old, really registered with the jurors. This was tied to the most serious charge, which was sex trafficking of a minor, and that carries with it 40 years behind bars.
Yeah, and can it remind us of a couple things Carolyn said?
Yes, Carolyn talked about how she was brought to Jeffrey Epstein's Palm Beach home, and it was Ghislaine Maxwell who had greeted her and basically set her up for these massages. And at one point, I think it was very riveting for the jurors, Carolyn said that Ghislaine had told her that she had a great, this is a quote, had a great body for him and his friends. And I think that really registered with the jurors.
Now, to many, this was a reckoning, not just on Ghislaine Maxwell, but Jeffrey Epstein as well. Where is that conversation today?
Well, I think this is what the, you know, there were more than 100 victims over the years, and this was finally the reckoning that many of them had been waiting for. Of course, Jeffrey Epstein died behind bars and was never able to face his accusers in court. And for them, this was the time that they were finally able to get some type of justice. I think that it's extremely important to know that Ghislaine's defense tried very hard to remove her from Jeffrey, which was impossible. And at one point, one of her defense attorneys told the jurors, everyone knew Jeffrey was keeping secrets from Ghislaine except Ghislaine. And this just didn't go over because the prosecutor showed dozens of photos of the two of them together, some of them swimming naked and Ghislaine giving Epstein a massage. And they really, I think, hammered home the point that she was not a business associate, that she was tied to Jeffrey Epstein at the hip.
In the courtroom late yesterday, Ghislaine Maxwell was described as reacting somewhat calmly when the verdicts were read. What happens next as far as sentencing and appeal?
Yes, Judge Allison Nathan is going to be setting the sentencing date, which will occur in the new year. And on top of that, in addition to Ghislaine facing 65 years behind bars, she's going to face a separate trial from prosecutors over perjury. And that stems from two counts from statements she made in a 2016 deposition in an Epstein lawsuit. In addition, her lawyers right now, as of this morning, are talking about an appeal, but I do think it's going to be really an uphill battle because they're going to have to show that the Judge Nathan made mistakes.
Now, finally, Barry, there are other accusers who are calling for more people to be held accountable. What might happen next?
Well, while the Ghislaine trial was focused very narrowly on her specific role, many victims are calling for some of the powerful and influential men that Jeffrey Epstein had as friends and associates to be brought for justice. And of course, we know that one of Ghislaine Maxwell's closest friends, Prince Andrew, is facing a civil suit against one of the key accusers, Virginia Roberts Giuffre. But of course, there are other men. There are scientists. There are politicians. There are top lawyers, all of them who have been caught in Jeffrey Epstein's web. And these victims want to see justice involving some of these other men. There's also a modeling agent in France right now who helped Jeffrey Epstein, and he has been charged with sex trafficking in France.
Barry Levine, investigative reporter. Thanks as always for the time.
Thank you, Scott.